This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're right, Ethan. You're right. Ethan says, I hate this Kiss song because it's Kiss Disco.
It's the absolute worst.
You can see him out there doing the disco dance on the floor.
They said they wrote this as a disco song. It's terrible.
Yes. Ugh. I would agree. Probably, I would assume, since everybody else has, we're going to have to transition to more Christmas music here, maybe Monday. But in the meantime, we'll keep bringing you the rocking hits. How about that? Hey, let's talk about this shutdown for a minute. I just want to play again a little bit of what Chip Roy said last night. Go to cut three, and then we'll get to our guest, all right?
When I got through cancer about 12 years ago, I made my promise to my kids that I would do everything I can to save this country. And what we're doing right now is to continue to double down on the things that are destroying the republic. We are going to increase the debt ceiling, not just $4 trillion, that's false. We have spent $4.7 trillion in additional debt in the last 19 months. We're going to increase the debt by $5 trillion.
All right, that is a Chip Roy. His impassioned plea on the floor before he voted against the second effort to prevent a government shutdown. We've got Jessica Rosenthal from Fox News Radio on the phone this morning. Jessica, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I love hearing all these reports about the countdown to midnight and, you know, the government might shut down. It didn't sound to me, after listening to Chad Pergram and some of the other correspondents you guys have up on the Hill, that there might not even be another vote, right?
We'll see. You're right. There might not. And Chad was reporting that. Speaker Johnson, mostly because Speaker Johnson had said, when point blank asked, will there be, he said, we're going to regroup and see about coming up with another solution, so stay tuned. So we'll see. Time is of the essence, right? I mean, every minute that ticks by. I mean, we're not even talking 24 hours here. So that doesn't necessarily mean, though, by the way, that they stop working. I mean, even if a shutdown begins, you don't have to let it continue. You know, you can still come up with a solution even after it starts.
You hear a lot of the Congress members trying to scare the public into saying, if we allow a shutdown, if the Republicans don't do this, then, you know, people are going to be out of work around the holidays and all sorts of things. Set the record straight. I mean, when we've been asking other people this, what kind of an impact would this really have if the government shut down?
So it depends on how long, right? So if you will have furloughed workers, you will have people who are considered essential showing up to work and not getting a paycheck. Now, if that goes on for 30 days, you know, that's a problem.
But then they get back pay is what I understand. I'm not saying it's great to not have a paycheck coming in, but my understanding is they would get back pay.
Of course. Okay, I mean, that would be absolutely criminal if people were expected to work without pay. I mean, you see lawsuits beyond. So no one is expecting these people to continue working forever without ever getting pay. Most Americans live paycheck to paycheck, unfortunately. So it is the situation becomes more dire as time goes on. And you do have reports from also like Congressional Budget Office that indicate that if it is prolonged, you do have impacts to like GDP. It does slow things down, right? When the government shuts down and things aren't working as efficiently. But to your point, like what's the impact? Like military still shows up for duty, thank God. Air traffic control still shows up. Most TSA workers still show up. Everybody's still. All these essential workers that we rely on are still going to be working. They're just not going to get a paycheck.
Yeah, Jessica, like you, I mean, we're observers of all media. I mean, I watch all kinds of feeds coming in here in the morning. It seems pretty obvious to me that for the Democrats in this case, the talking point is blame Elon Musk, because I heard Claire McCaskill and several other Democrats this morning just going, oh, well, Musk is the leader of the party. He's making Donald Trump feel small. I mean, they all want people to believe that Musk has taken over leadership of the Republicans.
Well, who put Elon Musk in charge of Doge?
I don't know. Thank you.
Donald Trump. I mean, they can have that debate all they want. You're in charge of who's in charge of you. So the Republicans get to say who's in charge of them. And if that's President-elect Trump, no one elected Elon Musk, right? If anybody put him into power, it was Elon Musk saying, oh, I really like this guy. Can I please come to your rally and speak on your stage? Does he have an inordinate amount of power right now? I don't know. I can't answer that. But he did just do, dozens and dozens of tweets that seem to have helped in derailing this this CR. And he is in charge of this Department of Government Efficiency. There are a lot of Republicans who are saying it is Elon Musk's first, I guess, Doge effort that this seems to have been the first, maybe you can put this in the Doge column.
Yeah.
I don't know yet if history will reflect that. But this is his whole thing is cuts.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Good to get her on here. Here's the thing. Chip Roy and these guys, I mean, don't make them out to be the bad guys. The ones that voted against the second round yesterday, they're doing the hard work here. They're like, we are not passing another debt limit increase unless we see some cuts. That's all we're asking for. The buck's got to stop somewhere at the end of the day. It's got to stop somewhere. All right, coming up, we'll get a check of business. Wall Street responded pretty well yesterday. We'll see what it does today. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.